Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a day when three distinct celebrations converge: the 16th National Voters Day, the announcement of 131 Padma Awards, and National Tourism Day, all while the President addresses the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day. This confluence on 25th January 2026 carries a wealth of facts that every aspirant must master. First, let us explore the 16th National Voters Day. National Voters Day is observed every year on 25th January, marking the founding anniversary of the Election Commission of India, which was established on 25th January 1950, just a day before India became a republic. The theme for 2026 is My India, My Vote, and the tagline reads, Citizen at the Heart of Indian Democracy. Across the country, voter pledge ceremonies, enrollment drives and digital literacy camps were organized to reinforce the spirit of participation. Now, a quick look at the Election Commission's journey. The Constitution, under Article 324, assigns the Commission, superintendence, direction and control of the preparation of the electoral rolls for, and the conduct of, all elections to Parliament and to the legislature of every state and of elections to the offices of President and Vice President. The first Chief Election Commissioner was Sukumar Sen, who steered the first two general elections in 195, 152 and 1957. The current Chief, Gyanesh Kumar, has been at the helm since March 2024. As of the 2024 general election, the voter base stands at approximately 96.8 crore registered voters. What makes this year particularly noteworthy is the launch of ESINET, the Electoral Commission Integrated Network. This unified digital platform brings together more than 40 ECI applications into a single interface. It handles electoral roll management, offers a voter services portal for form submissions, enrollment and corrections, provides an election monitoring dashboard for field officers, incorporates a grievance redressal system, and even hosts a transparency portal for party accounts. In short, it is a major step toward digitizing the entire electoral ecosystem. Building on that, the Delhi Declaration was adopted at the India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management, known as IGDEM 2026. The declaration rests on five pillars: clean electoral rolls, free and fair elections, research and knowledge sharing, the use of technology in elections, and capacity building for election management bodies. Remember this five-point framework, it is likely to appear in questions on electoral reforms. A brief historical note: National Voters Day was first observed on 25th January 2011. The 61st anniversary of the Commission's founding, as part of an initiative to recognize newly enrolled young voters and to boost participation. Turning now to the Padma Awards 2026, announced on the eve of Republic Day. A total of 131 awards were declared. Maharashtra leads with 15 awardees, followed by Tamil Nadu with 13, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal each with 11. The Padma Vibhushan, the second highest civilian honor, was conferred on five distinguished individuals. The Padma Bhushan went to 13, and the Padma Shri recognized 113 personalities. Among the notable recipients are film legend Dharmendra and veteran politician V.S. Achyuthanandan, both honored posthumously, as well as actor Mammootty and singer Alka Yagnik in the Padma Bhushan category, and cricketer Rohit Sharma and cricketer-turned-coach Harmanpreet Kaur among the Padma Shri awardees. It is useful to recall the institutional framework of the Padma Awards. Instituted in 1954, the awards were suspended twice, once in 1978-79 under the Morarji Desai government and again from 1993-97 under the P.V. Narasimha Rao administration. The selection process begins with the Padma Awards Committee, chaired by the Cabinet Secretary, whose recommendations flow to the Prime Minister's office, then to the Home Minister, and finally to the president for approval. The maximum number of awards per year is capped at 120, not counting posthumous and foreign honorees. The ceremony is traditionally held in March or April at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Importantly, the Supreme Court has ruled that the Padma Awards are not titles under Article 18 of the Constitution, they are honorifics, not hereditary distinctions. Now, let us turn to the President's address to the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day. President Draupadi Murmu spoke on the evening of 25th January, highlighting 75 years of India as a republic and the achievements that have been realized under constitutional governance. She underscored the resilience of Indian democracy, noting that 18 general elections have been conducted peacefully. The address reiterated the core constitutional values of justice, liberty, equality and fraternity, and celebrated India's emergence as a global economic power and a voice for the global South. Welfare of marginalized communities, women's empowerment, the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative and the nation's technological milestones, such as ISRO's Chandrayaan 3 lunar mission and the Aditya L-1 solar mission, were all lauded. President Murmu paid tribute to the freedom fighters who sacrificed for the nation and called upon citizens to shoulder constitutional responsibility. Remember, the President's address on Republic Day Eve is a long-standing tradition, distinct from the President's address to Parliament required by Article 87 at the start of each parliamentary session. Moving on, National Tourism Day also falls on 25th January. The theme for 2026 is Rural and Community-Centric Tourism. This reflects the government's emphasis on developing tourism in rural areas as a tool for livelihood generation, preserving heritage villages, encouraging community-owned tourism enterprises, and reducing the over-concentration of visitors at a few urban monuments. Key schemes supporting this vision include Prashad, the Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Augmentation Drive, aimed at developing pilgrimage sites, Swadesh Darshan, which creates integrated tourist circuits on thematic routes, and the expanded e-visa program that now covers over 166 countries. In 2024, India welcomed approximately 9.2 million international tourists, with a target of 30 million arrivals by 2030. For context, World Tourism Day is observed globally on 27 September under the United Nations World Tourism Organization headquartered in Madrid, Spain. A notable personality who passed away on this day was I.S. Bindra, born in 1941 and a towering figure in Indian cricket administration. He served as BCCI president from 1993 to 1996 and led the Punjab Cricket Association for more than three decades, from 1978 to 2014. Bindra was instrumental in bringing the 1987 ICC Cricket World Cup to the subcontinent, the first World Cup held outside England, and later co-organized the 1996 World Cup across India, Pakistan and Sri Lanka. In 1994, he challenged Doordarshan's monopoly on cricket broadcasting before the Supreme Court, paving the way for private broadcasters such as ESPN and Trans World International, a move that transformed the commercial landscape of Indian cricket and eventually led to the IPL era. The Punjab Cricket Association Stadium in Mohali now bears his name as the I.S. Bindra Stadium. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. National Voters Day is observed on 25th January each year. The 16th edition falls in 2026 with the theme, My India, My Vote. The Election Commission was founded on 25th January 1950 under Article 324 of the Constitution, with Sukumar Sen as the first Chief Election Commissioner and Gyanesh Kumar as the current Chief. Registered voters numbered about 96.8 crore in the 2024 general election. SNET integrates over 40 applications into a single digital platform. The Delhi Declaration 2026 rests on five pillars: clean rolls, free and fair elections, research, technology, and capacity building. The Padma Awards 2026 comprised 131 honors, 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri recipients across 16 posthumous and 6 foreign awardees, with Maharashtra leading stateways with 15 awardees. The Padma Awards were instituted in 1954, suspended in 197879 and 199397, and capped at 120 awards per year, not counting posthumous and foreign honorees. President Draupadi Murmu's address on Republic Day Eve highlighted 75 years of republicanism, 18 peaceful elections, and India's technological achievements. National Tourism Day 2026 carried the theme, Rural and Community-Centric Tourism, aligning with schemes such as Prashad, Swadesh Darshan and the expanded e-visa covering 166 nations, while international tourist arrivals stood at 9.2 million in 2024. I.S. Bindra, former BCCI president and long-time PCA chief, died on this day. His legacy includes bringing the 1987 and 1996 World Cups to the subcontinent and opening cricket broadcasting to private players. Now, how does all this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember that National Voters Day and the Delhi Declaration are directly relevant to topics on electoral reforms, the constitutional role of the Election Commission, and the use of technology in governance. The Padma Awards framework offers a concise case study on the interplay between constitutional provisions, Article 18's prohibition on titles, and state-conferred civilian honors. President Murmu's address provides material for questions on India's democratic achievements, constitutional values and India's positioning as a global power. National Tourism Day, with its focus on rural and community-centric tourism, ties into the tourism chapter, especially schemes like Prashad and Swadesh Darshan, and the ambitious target of 30 million foreign tourists by 2030. Finally, the life of I.S. Bindra illustrates the impact of legal interventions on sports administration and the commercialization of cricket, a useful anecdote for the sports and culture sections. In sum, today's cluster of events offers a rich tapestry of constitutional, administrative, cultural and developmental themes. Master these details, and you will be well-equipped to tackle both prelims and mains questions that draw on current affairs intertwined with the larger fabric of India's polity and society.